Hi, all you actualizing women. I wanted today to delve a bit deeper into actualization and really set the scene of this show before I start talking about my own actualizing journey and talking to others about their journeys too. So this show is all about us women finding the ultimate, or at least good enough, life conditions in which we will be able to grow and develop and to move towards actualization. And after having studied the actualizing tendency, I believe that the ultimate goal of actualization, for me anyway, is to have achieved three clear goals. And the first one being authenticity, for me to really be myself, warts and all, to reach my potential in every possible way I can, and to ultimately achieve life fulfillment as a result. So, authenticity and potential and fulfillment. And of course, while I'm aiming towards those three goals, I'm being kind and honest with myself too. So I thought what I'd do is, and again, this is quite a short episode. What I thought I would do is just clarify the meaning of each, and I'm sure we all understand what they all mean anyway, but I just thought I would clarify each one. So authenticity. Authenticity means you're true to your own personality, your values, and your spirit. I want to add your soul in there as well. You're honest with yourself and others, and you take responsibility for your mistakes. Your values, ideals, and actions, and what you say and do, are all in alignment with your true nature, regardless of outside pressure. And being authentic means that you're not concerned about others' opinions of you. You're not trying to agree and behave like others. You're not being fake. You're not doing what everyone else thinks you should be doing, or saying what everybody else thinks you should be saying, or agreeing with them just to get approval. I see it as actually having the balls to be you, whether others like that or not. Something that has become easier for me as I've got older, to be honest. Once I passed 50, didn't give a flying floof what anyone thinks of me. I've got a right attitude now. And my goodness, don't I wish I had that attitude when I was 20. I was such a wuss. But that also takes confidence, of course, to be like that, to dare to be you. And when you are, I found it gives your confidence a chance to grow, because you're respecting yourself and you're giving yourself a voice. And potential. One strives towards all that one can be. I'm quoting that. I can't remember what from, but I'm quoting it. One strives towards all that one can be. And sorry, I'm using the royal one there. You're aiming for your best self while respecting who and what you are. Exploring, expanding and developing skills, your personality, your self, your sense of self, and all that makes you unique. And the last one, fulfillment. A feeling that your needs and desires are met in one or more areas of your life. And fulfillment is a satisfaction which comes from an achievement or a sense of accomplishment of your inner desires and needs that you as an individual hold important and valuable. And having given meanings for those three goals that I want to achieve, I can't help but believe that they coincide with one another. You can't have one without the other. They're all, what's that word? coexist together. And I'll explain what I mean. And please tell me if you have any thoughts on these questions as well. So I've got three questions for you here, and they're big, deep questions. They're kind of open questions, you know, there's not one word answers to these at all. Tell me what you think. First one, can you feel, can never say that. Can you feel fulfilled in your life if you are not being authentic to yourself? The second question I want to pose to you is, can you feel or reach true life fulfillment when you are not pursuing your potential? Can life fulfillment come to you when you are pursuing something that is less than you are capable of achieving? Are you dumbing down? Are you playing small? Wonderful Lisa Nichols. Don't know if you've ever come across Lisa Nichols, American lady, kind of a loaf coach. She's a loaf kite. She's a life coach and a motivational speaker. And I was listening to her years ago when all of this for me started, really, probably about 8 years ago. God, it was as well. And she did an episode. She was on YouTube and there was an episode about playing small. Are you being less than you really are? Are you pretending to be less than you are to avoid self-development? I should catch Lisa Nichols, actually. She's very interesting. I watched some of the early ones. She lost a load of weight at one point, and the videos that I used to watch of her was before she lost that weight and she was on stage, and I think she was relatively unknown, but not as, I think she blew up at some point. And now she's a real big deal. Some of those early videos were really inspirational for me. So just saying, Lisa Nichols, put your teeth in, Claire. Anyway, so third one, can someone reach their true potential if they're not living as themselves with authenticity, not expressing their true personality and their feelings, their opinions, desires and needs, and hiding themselves away from the world and themselves? And I'm going to let you chew over those three questions. They're a big deal, but you can see how those three words are intertwined with one another. So you have a chew over of those three questions. So this is what the show is all about. Talking to others about how they are striving towards their goals. Goals that mean for them that they can live fulfilling lives, be themselves and be the best that they can be at whatever they do. And Carl Rogers, that's the guy who developed the theory of actualization or the actualizing tendency, asks himself this in one of his books, and I'll put a reference at the bottom of the descriptions. And I love this quote. He asks, am I living in a way which is deeply satisfying to me and which truly expresses me? I love this quote, and perhaps this is something for you to ask yourself as well. Is your life profoundly fulfilling for you? And are you living your life genuinely? And does your life reflect all aspects of yourself? And these are the types of questions that I've been stewing over for years. I mean, right back since the 90s. I think to an extent I've been trying to think of what I need, what is right for me next. What can I give to myself or create for myself? What type of lifestyle can I conjure up in order for me to feel happy, content, challenged, happy? Yeah, happy's the word, all right? Absolutely. So, I mean, now the kids have left home, it's different, it's easier in a way. Obviously, I miss them. But there's a time for me now, you know, I'm mid-50s, I've got potentially, I like to think another 30 years left on this planet. So I'm reaching out. And please join me along the way. I'm reaching out for a higher level of actualization. I've got some clear goals now that I want to achieve for myself as a singleton, you know, and the world at my feet, because I know I'm capable and I do have the wit to do it, I think. A whole wit as well, not even a half a wit, a whole wit. So onwards I go towards authenticity, attempting to achieve my full potential. There's lots of stuff I want to do before I'm out of this world. Lots of stuff I want to do, and I want to do well. And by allowing myself to be my absolute self, I hope to achieve some life fulfillment, some joie de vivre. Yay! And I ain't stopping till I get there. Scary. It's a scary route to take, but I'm doing it. I've got all sorts up my sleeve. It's been a long time coming, long time coming. But I've got this drive in my gut now, this realization that now the kids have left home, and trust me, they've been gone a while. You know, I haven't just shut the door and taken their keys back off them. They've been gone a while, and I've been for a long time just stuck in that, well, nobody wants me, nobody needs me, nobody, apart from my bank account. I have no purpose. What the heck for me now? And that's getting worse the longer they've gone away. So I'm thinking this is time for me. I need to create another chapter, actually, because there's excess years left over here. There's potentially another 3 decades of time where I've got to do something, you know, constructive with it, something where I can push myself. Now I'm out of the role of full-time mum and wife. So let's get on. Let's plan something. So I did, and that's where I'm at. So in the next episode, I will be talking about my plan. Brace yourself. And it'll be good to see you there. Take care. See you in the next one. Ta-da.